One of the most surprising things to Mike and me was the discovery of the connection to our research into alien artifacts in the solar system and what NASA's been covering up all these years to the Kennedy assassination. I mean, this is something that he and I never, ever imagined we would come anywhere near, you know, in five light years. And we debated very seriously between us whether we were going to even put this in the book, because it is almost at some level a distraction. I mean, here we have an agency of the U.S. government, which we have proven in Dark Mission with all kinds of imagery and memos and documents and Ken Johnston's first-person testimony, has been withholding the most astonishing scientific discoveries of you know, human history from the American people and the rest of the world. And as a byproduct, we discovered documentation, U.S. government documentation, that in fact it could be even more serious for those of us who were, you know, followers of the president and who grew up. I mean, you know, and I know that you can ask anybody almost in this country, let alone this planet, where they were the afternoon of November 22nd, 1963, and they can tell you.
Yes.
I mean, I am. It blazoned in my mind where I was and how shocked I was and what happened over the succeeding weekend. Well, to find that there's a connection between what NASA's been hiding and the president's murder, as I listened to your program last night, I was really intrigued that one of the clips that you played was John Kennedy's ringing call to go to the moon.
Yes, yeah. Just one of those classics, isn't it?
Absolutely. So here's the connection. What we've discovered is that shortly after the president was inaugurated in January of 1960, he opened up a secret back channel to Chairman then Gorbachev.
Khrushchev.
Khrushchev, Nikita Khrushchev, and kept that channel going up until literally a few days before his death. And what he was trying to get the chairman to agree to, and it took him 3 years to do it, was to basically, and this is what blew me and Mike away, basically to merge the two major space programs on this planet, the U.S. and the Soviet program, and go to the moon together.
Now, was that initiated by Kennedy?
Yes.
And what was Khrushchev's reaction? I mean, here's the guy who took his shoe off at the United Nations, pounding it, claiming he was going to bury us.
Well, initially, Chairman Khrushchev said no, yet, and kept saying yet, year after year after year. There were meetings between the president and the ambassador, Gromyko, in the White House, where this came up. There were discussions that we now have, on tape recordings that Kennedy made with James Webb, who was the head of NASA. There is a speech that was given on September 20th, 1963, at the United Nations, where this all came out, and the president, before the entire world, made public what he had been privately for 3 years trying to get the Russians and the Soviets to agree to behind the scenes. What people don't realize is that on November 11th or 12th, according to Sergei Khrushchev, the chairman's son, Nikita Khrushchev finally agreed with the president to join forces to go to the moon together, to put these two space programs in sync and to exchange hardware and astronauts and cosmonauts and come up with a way, technically, to go to the moon together.
Like we're doing right now with the International Space Station.
Exactly. Now, here's where things get very, very strange. Because if you remember the speech on May 25th, 1961, where the president stood in the vault of the House, addressed a joint session of the House and Senate and the nation and the world, and issued the ringing call for Apollo, one of the key reasons was to beat the Russians, to beat the Soviets to the moon.
Right.
To demonstrate the superiority of democracy, of freedom for the third world against the totalitarian communist system. That was supposedly what we were going to spend $20 billion in 1961 dollars, back when $1 billion was real money.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically were going to showcase what freedom could do all around the world by showing our technological prowess in beating the Soviet Union to a place that everyone had imagined going for all of human history, i.e. the moon. to know that within 2 weeks of that declaration, in Vienna, in June of that same year, the president sat with Khrushchev and really personally tried to persuade him to go with us together, and then kept these secret negotiations going, you know, letters and missives and, you know, meetings with ambassadors, all the way up until November 11th or 12th of 1963, when, according to Khrushchev's son, the premier finally realized that here was a man he could deal with. And we believe that was basically because of what happened during the Cuban Missile Crisis, where Kennedy showed he was really made of steel, and he was not stampeded by advisors that wanted a war and wanted to invade Cuba. But, you know, he found an elegant and honorable way for both of us to back down from the brink, from the precipice. And it was after that that the premier, apparently according to his son, began looking at Kennedy, who he had dismissed as this rich kid in Vienna a couple of years before. He began to look at him as a real leader, as a real statesman. What I am absolutely convinced tonight, George, is that this is one of, and I saw, I mean, I listened to your guest last night very carefully.
And they all had their own theories.
The theories converged.
Yes, they did.
And there were a lot of different reasons why a lot of different groups would basically want Kennedy to go away. But what I've been looking for, you know, as soon as we found this evidence, was, is this the kind of tipping point reason? Was this the final straw? Because, remember, we were supposed to be in deadly combat, both psychologically and, if it ever came to it, a shooting war, i.e. the missile crisis, with the Soviets. And the idea that the president was willing to go to the moon with the Russians, I mean, it raises, in my mind, as we say in the book, profound questions about what NASA was really doing, why the president had announced we were going in a race to begin with, and why he finally got, you know, Chairman Khrushchev to agree to go together. And the only thing I can think of, George, that's big enough to have caused them to put their differences aside and to do this for the benefit of all mankind, which is what that plaque reads, is if there was something on the moon over and beyond rocks and craters and radiation and soil and that kind of stuff, i.e. real E.T. ruins, which, of course, the data that we present in Dark Mission shows resplendently are really there.
Man, you know what? You've got to add that theory to the mix, because I've got to tell you, had that truly been proposed at that time, the war machine would not have wanted that merger to occur.
Well, what's even more intriguing, and again, we have the documents, you know, citing this in the book, right after the president was killed and Lyndon Johnson took the reins as the new president, there was a piece of legislation inserted into the annual NASA appropriation that NASA could not, under pain of law, you know, synchronize its activities or cooperate with the Soviet Union unless there was specific, you know, legislation voted through Congress to enable that to happen. And, of course, the chairman of the committee was determined it would never happen. He was a co-Texan with Lyndon Johnson. So it really, really looks suspicious. And when you see the photographs of what happened the day that Kennedy was killed, particularly the infamous wink on Air Force One when Lyndon Johnson was taking the oath of office, and Thomas, the chairman of this committee, literally moments after he's taken the oath, Johnson turns around, looks at him, and is obviously smiling. You can see that in the picture. And the chairman is winking at him, Chairman Thomas. So it's like there was this conspiracy to eliminate Kennedy because basically he was about to give away something so extraordinary, i.e. what NASA and this government could learn by going to the moon, finding technology, and then bringing it home and back engineering that technology.